Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dick. We are your hosts. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
And I am Owen Thompson.
And today's episode number 58. 58.
58? Holy shit. That's only 11 away from 69.
Nice. 58 was a very special number for my mom because it was my grandfather's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Shakespeare.
No, it doesn't. but it is Dueling Shakespeare. That is our episode topic today. And before I start with the definition, the official like dictionary definition of a duel, is there anything you want to say about it, Owen?
I will only say that I've sort of been especially looking forward to this episode because, and Lisa, and I think you would agree with me. I'm a fight nerd, you know. I've always like really loved the fights in Shakespeare and stage combat in general.
Yeah,
that's why I loved when we had our violent Shakespeare episode talking about all the mayhem in Shakespeare. But there's something about a Shakespeare duel. The sort, you know, it's funny actually. The theater where I was just directing Bernardo Alba, the producer there, they had like a kids Shakespeare thing, and they did little kids. You know, 7 and 8 year olds, and they did like a 10 minute version of the Scottish play, and all the kids were asked afterwards what their favorite part was, and all of them immediately said the sword fight.
Of course,
even though the sword fight in this version lasted for like 4 seconds.
I'm sure.
But it's always the favorite, right? I mean, the sword fights are always the favorite.
That's true. When you and I did that short lived 2-person show, we were all about those sword fights.
That's absolutely right. Oh yeah, do people know that we did a 2-person Shakespeare show? Did we ever? I don't think we ever mentioned that. How could we have done 58 episodes and never mentioned that?
Yeah, we did a. Do you remember what it was called?
It was called we had a bunch of lame names for it. It wasn't the Shakespeareans, was it?
No, that was
Shakespeare Alive, maybe.
Maybe Shakespeare Alive.
It sucked, though. I hated that name.
I know I have the record somewhere. But we
couldn't call it something like "It's Shakespeare, You Dick" because we were trying to sell it to schools.
That's right. We couldn't. It was fun, though. It was fun. But anyway, so the duel, the official definition of a duel from Britannica is a combat between persons armed with lethal weapons, which is held according to prearranged rules to settle a quarrel or a point of honor. It is an alternative to having recourse to the usual process of justice. So that's officially what a duel is.
Right, and it was popularized in Italy, I believe, was it not? And code duello was a huge thing amongst especially the noble classes.
That's right, and it was a way of showing your rank and your grace. It was brought to England in the 11th century, finally abolished in 1819. But you know, I mean, like in France, fatal judicial duels became so frequent that from the 12th century on, attempts were made to reduce them. And the last one actually authorized by a French king took place in July 10th in 1547. So Britain went way past that.
Well, and you know, duels were obviously famously, there's that duel in a little show called Hamilton. So dueling was still happening, even though it was illegal in America, was still happening as recently as 1804.
That's right.
And for some time after that.
That's right. But yeah, it did all come from Italy. And you can tell that from Romeo and Juliet. I mean, you know, like Italian vocabulary is all through it. You know, Mercutio says alla staccata and passato and punto reverso, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ben Jonson, Shakespeare's contemporary, the playwright and friend, was actually we know that he was in a duel with an actor named Gabriel Spencer, and killed him.
That's right.
And he was not a nobleman, so it was harder for him to get away with things, I suppose. But he was actually found guilty of manslaughter and branded.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he was brand they I think they branded him by putting by branding an M on his thumb. So he was marked for life as someone who had killed somebody in a duel. So
Wow.
it was frowned on. It was frowned on.
It was, but you know, King James waited until 1613 to issue his first proclamation specifically against dueling because he was hopeful of controlling it by other means. Like he set up a court of honor, you know, empowered to like judge questions of honors and stuff like that. But you know, the
Well,
frequency.
part of it is also, I mean, from the monarchical point of view, is the consolidation of power under Elizabeth and especially James. Of course, this had eventually led to the Civil War, but the monarchy became more and more powerful under Elizabeth and James, and part and so settling things by the law of the king or queen became like superseded like intertribal, as it were, like settling of matters between different factions, and the duel was a part of that.
That's right.
So it was dangerous to the authority of the king.
Absolutely. And because it was so popular and, you know, had a little bit of the mystique about it, because it was actually dangerous, you know, there was a lot of stage dueling in Elizabethan theater in general. I mean, the playhouses, when they weren't used for plays, were given over to like exhibitions of fencing and, you know, other kinds of feats of skill or agility using weapons. So.
And almost all actors would have had to have been skilled swordsmen because of this,
That's
right? And
right.
there were and no, well, like there's that Gabriel Spencer guy. I guess he wasn't that good because he died when he fought Ben Jonson. But the very fact that an actor would know how to fence, right? And of course they needed to know that because they needed to do it on stage.
That's right. That's right. And we are going to talk about Shakespeare's duels here, but it was prevalent in other writers of the time. I mean, right? Isn't there that I think I'm remembering correctly that there is a duel in Jew of Malta,
Is
right,
there?
between
I'm misremembering.
Lodovic and Matthias?
Yes, that's
And
right. There is.
right, Barbarus
Well, I mean,
watching from the balcony, yeah.
violence permeates so many of these plays. Shakespeare's famous for having heaps of corpses at the end of his plays, but he's by no means the most violent of his contemporaries. I mean, the carnage that you find throughout Webster or Middleton is really quite extraordinary. I mean, a lot of the times it's not straight up dueling. A lot of the times it's like Byzantine murder,
Yeah.
poisoned Bibles and poisoned skulls and all of this good stuff, which of course I love.
You are
But
the
yeah,
king of revenge tragedy.
duels are throughout of this time period. The more violence, the better. I
Right.
mean, and what has really changed?
That's right. In my research, I never knew this, there were movements during the Elizabethan time to keep the rapier out of the country. And Elizabeth went so far as to have the gatekeepers of London break off all the rapiers over a yard in length.
Wow, I didn't know that, but
I
again,
know, right?
it makes total sense to me. And now, don't get me wrong, I am all for repealing the Second Amendment. But one of the reasons the Second Amendment exists is because people owning their own weapons was instrumental to us winning the American Revolution. And one of the reasons for that is because weapons had been forbidden for so long in England. For just this reason, because they were the authorities were afraid that if people were well armed, they would be able to fight back against, monarchical authority. So British troops in the American Revolution were absolutely shocked and horrified when, farmers would shoot at them because peasants
Yeah.
and lower class people didn't have weapons in England.
Well, they fucking do now.
But also in Shakespeare's times, yeah, as you say, like the feats of dueling and feats of fencing
Yes.
were popular entertainment, and like there were very famous sword masters and fence masters of all different classes. So if you couldn't see a play, you might go see a fencing match or a bear baiting or something like that.
That's right.
I mean,
And
it's
a lot of the masters
once,
had come over from Italy and
of
brought that
course,
with them, so.
yes. So, do you want to talk about some of the duels, or maybe even all of them in Shakespeare? Because also, we need to talk about, and we were talking about this, guys, before we got on, about how many actual duels, like actual
Like
duels.
actual dues, like Going with the definition that I read,
Yeah, are
right?
there in Shakespeare? And the truth is, by a strict count, there are surprisingly few of them.
That's right. That's right. Let's talk about the probably the most ridiculous, which is Viola and Sir Andrew Aguecheek in Twelfth
Yeah,
Night.
well, that is obviously that's a comic duel that happens, and
That's
technically it's between Cesario and Sir
well,
Andrew,
that's true.
because it's
It
for
is
those
true.
that don't know,
Viola dressed as Cesario.
Viola's dressed as Cesario, and Sir Toby manipulates them into having a duel for his own purposes, and
And
it's
FYI, neither one of them know how to fight with a
right. Well,
sword.
that's and therein resides the comedy,
Right. But it is
you
set
know.
up ahead of time.
But it does meet it. I think it ticks all of your boxes, right?
It does.
If
It
you know what I
does.
mean.
It does because it's also, to take care of someone's honor. That's why it's being set up, right? The only thing is, and I guess they are working with lethal weapons, so that is accurate as well. I think that covers it, right?
Right. Although, I mean, and they do actually fight
They
on,
do.
you know.
Well,
Now,
we can call it that, yeah.
okay, a perfect example. There's another example of single combat in that play. Sebastian later is mistaken for Cesario
That is correct.
and fights with Sir Toby. And you know, I mean, we've all been, I mean, you and I did the show together and we've seen it a million times. I don't remember how much of a fight there was
It's a couple
in between.
it's nothing. It's like it's a
Well,
couple of moves and Sebastian shows that he's like
it depends
far
though. It
superior.
depends. I mean, when I played Sebastian years and years ago, it was a proper fight and it was actually one of the more dangerous fights that I've ever been in. And I got like my,
Really?
yeah, I actually had my head cut open
Oh
by
my
the
God.
fool, the fool who shall remain nameless who played Sir Toby did not know what he was doing, and he hit me in the head with his fucking sword.
Oh my God. How did I not know that?
Yeah, it was hard. But that so there's more single combat in that show and more serious single combat. And that fight can actually be a real fight if you have two actors who are capable of, you know, of stage combat.
That's true, and
But
actually, it gives the character of Sir Toby a moment to prove that he is, in fact, nobility, you know?
right.
Yeah.
And you know, it also you know, it's just a fun moment. And then of course Antonio also comes in and there can be a little fight there too. But
That's
these are
right.
not strictly speaking duels in the same way that comic as it is the duel between Viola, Cesario, and Sir Andrew is.
And
So,
there's never a dojo at Orsino's.
right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's not go there
Okay.
about the dojo.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a whole other story. But the only other official duel under the circumstances that you that meet the requirements of the definition that I can think of, I think, is Hamlet Laertes.
Yeah, it's the only one that's set up ahead of time. I mean, they talk about a duel in Timon of Athens, but it doesn't
Well,
happen on stage.
and they also talk, I mean, Mowbray and Bolingbroke in Richard II,
That's right.
that they actually literally challenge each other under
That's right.
and go through the exact like the protocol of a duel
Yeah.
in that they throw their challenges down and they
Yeah.
pick them up, and I believe they actually fight, but it's not, but we don't see it happen on stage.
We do not see it happen on stage.
But that is that at least meets the requirements of an official duel, as does Hamlet and Laertes,
Well, and
because
especially because Laertes would genuinely like to kill Hamlet, so
right,
even though
although
it's not set up that way, like.
it's set up in the in as a fencing match, as a sporting event.
As a presentation,
Right.
as a
Well, they're fight
entertainment.
they're fighting with buttons on the end of their foils,
Right.
except that they're not,
That's right.
because we know because the king has set it up that it and there's poison on Laertes' sword and it
That's
goes
right.
sideways.
That's
But
right.
it is meant to settle a question of honor because it's, you know, it has to do with Hamlet killing his father Polonius and all of that. And what we, you know, what we What Hamlet doesn't know is that Laertes isn't there to have a fencing match. He's there to fucking kill him.
That's right. That's right.
And, you
So I
know,
guess it's maybe it's technically half a real duel.
I think no, I think it is a real duel. It's meant to be a kind of controlled duel, and there's
It
a
is not
cheat going
supposed to
on.
be to the death.
No, it's not supposed to be to the death, but it's supposed to settle honor.
For Hamlet, anyway, it's not supposed to be to the death.
It's not supposed to be, but then, pretty much everybody fucking dies.
Yeah, everybody
So
fucking dies in Hamlet, Jesus.
there are many, many, many instances of single combat that, might as well be duels. And there are certainly examples of duelists. Probably the play that contains the most of these is Romeo and Juliet.
Of course. I mean, you have Mercutio fighting Tybalt, right? And then
Well,
Tybalt kills Mer.
first you have Tybalt fighting Benvolio,
Oh, that's right. And actually,
and the
you have a
melee.
bunch of sing right. I was going to say single combat at the beginning.
Well, that can be a huge fight. I mean, that's like, it's a rumble, basically. But Tybalt usually fights Benvolio in single combat at one point in that the way it's usually staged. But then,
That's
yeah,
right.
you get Mercutio Tybalt, you get Romeo Tybalt, and then later you get Romeo Paris.
That's right. Chock full. But none of them are technically duels because they're not set up
No,
ahead of time.
but I would say that the one that comes closest in that play to being that kind of duel is Mercutio Tybalt.
I would
I
agree.
mean, because first of all, I'm not convinced that even Tybalt is intent on killing Mercutio in that fight until Romeo gets it, that Romeo intercedes, and like I think that
I actually
and
don't think I don't think his intention is to kill Mercutio. Mercutio's he's royalty.
right. Well, and also Tybalt doesn't really have beef with Mercutio.
That's right. That's
Mercutio
right.
has beef with Tybalt because he fucking hates him.
That's right.
But also it is quite clear. I mean, Tybalt is spoken of all the time as a famous duelist, right? I mean, he's clearly well renowned for being the best swordsman around.
Right.
And Mercutio fancies himself a swordsman and quite clearly is a decent one. But that the Mercutio Tybalt fight, I think, has been coming for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the way and they both speak the language of the duello,
That's right.
really
That's
well.
right.
And the way it operates, even though it isn't set up beforehand, and even though there's a lot of boxes left unchecked, it kind of operates as a duel,
It
right?
does operate as a duel, but with, and I mean, and somebody dies, which is actually correct if you would look at the definition, but I agree with you. I do not think that Tybalt intends to kill Mercutio. I think that is
No.
absolutely like a horrible accident. So then
Right.
we move on to Romeo and Tybalt.
Right. Which,
That's a revenge
can
fight.
right. And that's just Romeo pissed off out of his mind and being a fucking idiot. And filled with anger and all of that. But it can
But
look
I
like a
think
duel.
Tybalt wants to kill Romeo.
Oh, I think
Yeah.
Tybalt's happy. I think Tybalt's ha like I don't think he minds killing Mercutio, and he fucking hates Romeo. He
Right.
comes to challenge
Right.
Romeo.
Right. Right.
So in other words, Tybalt is actually the action of that scene, one of my top five scenes in all of Shakespeare, by the way. He comes into that scene literally to challenge Romeo to a duel to the death.
He comes looking for blood.
Right. Well, and he's go and because he's who he is, if Romeo were there, he's there to challenge him
That's right.
and fight him on the spot,
That's
which is,
right.
of course, also in violation of what the prince has decreed and yada, yada, yada. And then it goes sideways. But then you also have Romeo Paris, in which another guy dies. Romeo kills him.
That's right. And I do think that Paris is again protecting the honor of Juliet. So I think for
So
Paris it's way more of a duel, like a
I agree.
traditional duel.
So in other words, I think we're finding as we go along that there are some of these that meet some of the requirements
Yeah,
of a
some of the
duel.
criteria.
Yeah. Like
Here's
I would agree that of those three main fights in Romeo and Juliet, the one that is least a duel is Romeo Tybalt.
Yeah, because that's not a duel. It's
Right.
passion and in the moment. But so here's another one, not a duel, but definitely has been coming for a while and definitely passionate in the heat of the moment, and that's Macbeth and Macduff.
Yes.
Single combat, right?
Single combat.
Not set.
And from
Yeah.
Macduff's point of view, it's it
Honor.
has the as
Absolutely.
it's he's revenging the murder of his family.
That's right.
So
That's right.
So there is a dual aspect to it. Now, of course, the other thing is, and this is a weird area, right? Because if you're doing that play in more or less the time period of when it's set in medieval Scotland, of course they would be fighting with broadswords, and
Of
often
course.
that is what happens in a production. But
Wasn't mine.
in Shakespeare's time, they would have been fighting with rapiers,
Right.
because there,
That was the
for
thing
those
to fight with.
for those that don't know, in Shakespeare's day, they didn't, like Julius Caesar, for instance, was not done in togas. It was done in doublet and hose. They didn't do like ancient Rome or ancient Britain. They just dressed as they would in normally.
And they used what they could get.
And they used what they had to hand.
Right.
There was no dramaturgy that would tell you, oh, this is the specific kind of weapon that they would have used. They have fought with rapiers because that's what they fought with.
Nevertheless, one way or another, Macduff has to behead Macbeth.
Yes, although that does take place off stage.
It does, but still.
But still, you know what? I just thought of another duel, actually, another thing I think that fits the requirements of a duel, and that's Edgar Edmund.
Oh, I think that's a duel.
Because Edgar absolutely challenges Edmund and has a herald and
Yes,
goes through
the whole
all the
thing.
format,
That
the
is
whole.
actually a traditional duel, I think.
Yep, I think it is. And he's, it's even like it's really in the romantic tradition, because he won't even reveal his identity
That's right. That's right. But he
until
has a second and everything.
that's right. So it's and it's officially announced, and it's a like there's a challenge and an acceptance,
That's
and the
right.
forms are obeyed, and it is for honor. It's for a lot of things, and certainly deadly weapons. And Edmund
Yes.
fucking dies. So
Yes.
yeah,
Yes.
that's another
Wow.
one. Now,
Yeah.
what about
Hotspur.
Hal and Hotspur?
I was thinking about that, and of course, that is one of my all-time favorite scenes ever in any
Oh,
Shakespeare
sure.
play. But can you consider it single combat if it's coming in the heat of battle?
I think you can consider it single combat within a battle.
Well, that then, yeah. But I
But it's
don't think
not
it's a
a
duel.
duel. It's not a
No,
duel.
but
There
it's a
that they
battle.
yeah, it's a and it's single combat. It's
Yes.
they meet in the heat of the battle. They are the leaders of of
And
factions.
frankly, they're looking for each other too, so
Oh, sure.
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it has some of the feel of a duel, but it isn't there isn't challenge and acceptance. There
Agreed.
isn't I mean, there's honor is at stake, but not the way it sometimes is.
No,
There's
and it's
nobody's
in a big,
avenging anybody.
it's in a much bigger, it's honor in a much bigger sense, you
Right.
know?
It's
Yeah.
more of a historical context,
Agreed. I mean,
blah, blah,
it's
blah.
one of the greatest fights, but
Oh,
yeah.
sure. But it's not, strictly speaking, a duel.
Agreed.
Although it is, you're right. I and that, the other great part of that scene is you get the fight, you get the drama, you get Hotspur's death, and then Falstaff pops out having
Yep.
faked his own death, and the comedy comes back.
Yep, it's amazing.
So it's an awesome scene. Is there a There's no duel in King John, is there? No, I don't think
Not
so. The
that
bastard
I can
never fights
remember,
anybody.
no.
Titus Andronicus, there's lots and lots and lots of violence and blood. But there isn't actually single combat, I don't think.
Not that I remember.
Nope, I don't think so. We said Richard II. Obviously, a lot of these plays have there. Oh, wait a minute.
So the I want to, but I brought up the Time of Athens thing, but that's the subplot, right? Right?
Yeah.
It's Alcibiades' banishment, right? And then he petitions the senators to pardon his friend who's killed an opponent in a duel. So that's a mention of a duel, but it's not on stage.
Does Talbot ever fight anybody in single combat in the Henry VI plays? I am honestly, I should have looked that up before we were recording.
I don't know, so I'm going to look it up.
I cannot remember if Talbot actually like literally now. But another single con oh, we should. I can't believe it took us this long to mention Richard III and Richmond.
Right, of course.
Another very famous single combat, but again, very much like Hal and Hotspur, single combat within a battle.
Yes. Yes.
At the very end of Richard III, Richmond obviously defeats him and becomes king and
I
all of that good stuff.
don't think Talbot fights.
Talbot never fights anybody
No.
single-handed, single
No.
combat.
No.
But Richmond and Richard certainly do.
Yes.
Now, it almost comes to a duel between Benedict and Claudio.
It does. I was just about to say much ado, but it doesn't.
It doesn't happen, but
Right.
it almost does. It might have,
It
but it
could
doesn't.
have, but it doesn't. Yeah.
Is that it? That can't be it.
I think that's it.
I
I
mean,
mean,
there are so many alarums, right? I mean, there are so many skirmishes throughout the history
but that's
plays.
battle, right? That's so
Right.
big.
Right. So you will get in any given production of one of the history plays, pretty much any of them, you will probably see a lot of single combat because you'll see actors fighting each other and it can be really cool. But I don't, is there, oh, well, okay. Actually,
Oh,
no. We're
actually,
forgetting things.
yeah, wait a
We're
minute,
forgetting
because,
things like Macbeth and young Seward.
oh, that's right. But I, listen, but I was thinking of something else. Hector in Troilus and Cressida actually does
Oh,
send
of
a
course.
challenge.
No, no, no,
Yes.
no. That is a fight. That's a
Yes.
fight.
And in Antony and Cleopatra, Antony, right, he dares Caesar to fight him sword against sword.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. But
No,
he d
Hector does have that
yes,
fight.
he does
And
actually have this fight.
I actually remember seeing a production of Troilus and Cressida. I think I may have mentioned this. It was a shitty production at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford. It was so boring, but it was a fantastic fight. They
Wow.
fought on a dining table that was like the length of the stage, and it was really, really, really cool. Oh my God, I just thought of another one.
What?
Another great fight. Oh my God, how are we forgetting these things? Coriolanus and Aufidius.
Oh my God.
Again, one of the sh a terrible, terrible production that I saw at the National Theater, and I'm sorry to say this, but it was the Ian McKellen Coriolanus. I'm not kidding.
No.
Which was just, it was terrible. It was awful. But I will say, and I can't remember who the actor was that played Aufidius, Peter Hall directed it, and the set was like a big sand pit, like almost like a gladiator circle. And it didn't make any sense for the rest of the show, but when they got to that fight at the end of the
I'll
show,
bet that
it
fucking
was
rocked.
fucking great. It was
Yes.
great. So yeah, Coriolanus Aufidius is another one that is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Who knows if there's anything in Cardenio?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Two noble kinsmen. Oh wait, isn't there? I think there might be a fight in Two Noble Kinsmen.
I don't know. I don't know that well enough to remember that.
Yeah, it's not a great show. I'm looking that one up.
Can't believe what Hector was like a last minute thought. That's fucking
I know.
crazy.
Well, I can't believe Aufidius and fucking Coriolanus was a last minute thought for me, but those are some great fights. But most of them, as we're saying, are not strictly speaking duels.
No. Trying to think, is there any other single combat? I mean, there's the wrestling match in As You Like It, but that's not. I mean, it is
No.
single combat
It.
ish.
Yeah, but it's a but they don't have weapons.
No, they don't.
They don't have weapons. Although it is, you could cons I guess if you're stretching a point,
I mean,
you
you
could
could consider
consider
Charles the Wrestler his
a
own.
weapon, right?
Yes.
Because he's basically killed the three sons,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
So, and then he's seriously injured by Orlando,
That's
who
right.
P P.S. Orlando, like, have you ever seen a production of that show where there was an Orlando that you were convinced could kick Charles the Wrestler's ass?
Never.
I have never seen that in my life. I've seen some good
Never.
Orlandos, but it's like usually some cute young guy,
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
he would be destroyed by that guy.
The one I saw that I think probably came the closest was, again, way, way smaller than Charles the Wrestler, but kind of small and lithe. So part of it was that Charles couldn't get a hold of him. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but here's, see, that's fine. I buy that, like, he could be like
Yeah.
wiry and escapey, but he fucking, like,
Is that a technical term?
it's a technical term that I just coined. But you know, he basically, I mean, like, when that scene is over, who is it? What's that guy's name? The courtier is like, oh, Charles is in some, he's in a world of hurt. He's not getting up.
No.
So he doesn't just escape. He, like, fucking, you know, basically almost kills him. And I don't ever buy it. I
No,
don't
I
ever
don't
buy it.
either. The French guy. You're talking about the French guy.
Yes.
LeBeau. God damn it.
LeBeau,
Jesus,
LeBeau,
that took a few
right.
minutes. I can't think of anything else. I think this.
Oh, you know, I think Palamon and Arcite do actually fight each other in
In
Two Noble
Two Noble
Kinsmen.
Kinsmen.
Yeah, I think they do. Nothing in Winter's Tale.
No.
Wait a minute. Is there something in Cymbeline? So, gentle listeners, if we are screwing this up or if you have things to add, you know how to get in touch with us. And we would welcome your insight into this. And also, if you disagree with us on what constitutes a duel in Shakespeare and what doesn't, we definitely want to hear from you.
I mean, Clotten, I mean, doesn't Clotten fight with the two brothers?
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he gets his head cut off.
Yeah. But that's not single combat.
No, fair. That's fair.
Right.
And also, I mean, the way Henry V is often staged, you will often have Henry fighting with the Dauphin. Doesn't actually say so
Right,
in the play, but you know,
I think
that's
that's
the
just
fairly logical thing to happen in the course of the many fights in that play.
truth, but it
But if
doesn't, but it's not in the text.
no, that is true. It is not. Oh, my God. And I've done this fight. It's not much of one, but there's a duel between that kind of gets aborted between Dr. Caius and Hugh Evans
Oh my
in Merry Wives of
God, that's
Windsor.
right. Very fast. It does not, yeah.
Very, and it is, and that is set up as a duel.
That's true. That is technically a duel. I
Yep.
guess I never think of it because it doesn't, it never really, I mean,
It
it doesn't
never
really
really, no,
happens.
but they're warming up for it.
Absolutely. They are in place warming up for it, so that's fair. That's it.
I think we've now covered it. It's actually it's fewer than most people would think.
Yeah, oh my God, it's fewer than I would have thought. But dear listeners, if we have forgotten anything, please send us an email at thebardcastyoudick@gmail.com and tell us all about it. And visit
Or
our,
tell us on social media.
that's right, on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, on our Instagram, and visit our website at www.thebardcastyoudick.com, where you can give to our charities, Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, or the Actors Fund, or us. If you
Yes,
like us,
you can become a subscriber, and there's our subscribers get swag.
that's right. We have swag, people. Swag for you. And if any one of our listeners knows somebody in Antarctica and they can get them to listen to one of our episodes so we can get a download in the seventh continent, we will send you swag.
Yes, we will.
We absolutely promise. I think that's it.
I think that's it.
And remember,
It's
it's
Shakespeare,
Shakespeare,
you
you
dick.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters LLC, copyright 2022, all rights reserved.